Some students are heading back to in-class instruction next week, while others are reverting to online instruction following a change in COVID alert levels effective this weekend. Education Minister Tom Osborne today announced that starting Thursday, March 18th, all students in the K-9 system on the Avalon Peninsula will return to in-class instruction. Students in grades 4 to 9 will be required to wear masks for the full school day, while those in lower grade levels will be encouraged to do so. Teachers will be required to wear a medical mask and a face shield or goggles. High school students on the Avalon will be able to continue with online learning, while those who recently moved to Scenario 2, a blend of online and in-class instruction, will revert back to online learning. That will be reevaluated after Easter in consultation with public health. Osborne says in-person full-time instruction is not possible right now for high school students.
High school classes are not cohorts with the same classmates throughout the day, and where they cannot maintain 2 meters of spacing as prescribed by public health, we need to take other measures.
In some smaller schools where cohorts and 2 meter distancing is possible, then in-class instruction may be possible for high school students. The NLTA is pleased to see a return to online learning for high school students in the province. NLTA President Dean Ingram says officials have recognized the physical distancing challenges faced in a high school learning environment.
We don't want students, teachers don't want students to lose their instructional time. We don't want our students to fall behind their peers in other parts of the country, especially when they're going to be seeking post-secondary education, scholarship opportunities after high school years are finished. So I think this is an important move.
Teachers still have serious concerns, however, about the reliance on cohorting as a safety measure in grades K to 9. Ingram says in many schools, student cohorting cannot be maintained consistently as staff regularly move between student groups. The union is calling to similar protection levels to be implemented for students and teachers that it says is expected in other community interactions.